There's an old pop tune, "Oh, it's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along." Now imagine hearing that song again and again and again and again. Those lyrics, apparently, have played at least 4 times in Tom Green's heart over the past few years. He married one woman, another, still another, a fourth, and a fifth, and apparently calls each one of the women his wife. In other words, it's sad to belong to someone else, but not a barrier, really. Yes, polygamy is alive and well and living in a Utah trailer park called Greenhaven. But Tom Green, polygamist, and others like him, are feeling the heat in more ways than one these days. Prosecutors have taken Green to court for his Jerry Springer-proclaimed polygamy. There's a criminal statute in Utah making the practice, long disavowed by the Mormon Church, illegal. Green has also been charged with child rape. The state claims that his fifth wife wasn't a woman after all, but a girl of 13. That's another trial for another day. Instead, the state focused on the polygamy charge this month. The statute in Utah is clear. You're guilty of bigamy, polygamy too, if you know you have a husband or wife, and then you purport to marry someone else. Purport because you can't legally marry someone else when you're already married, and practicing polygamists purport. They call their second, third, 30th wife, if some news reports are to be believed, spiritual wives. Tom Green has 4 spiritual wives and 1 legal one. The 6 of them and their nearly 30 children live in several trailers in the trailer park. That family arrangement, the 5 wives part really, is a felony in Utah. And although the state attorney general last week suggested that the statute be amended to make the crime only a misdemeanor, it's currently punishable by a large fine and possibly 25 years in prison. This, they say, is the first criminal polygamy trial to hit the Utah courts in many years. But there are other cases from Utah involving polygamy. Not surprising, because by many estimates, there are thousands of people living in polygamist families there. A polygamist police officer who lost his job because polygamy is against the law. He sued to get his job back, claiming freedom of religion, and lost. Family members who sued in federal court when sellers refused to sell them a house thinking they were polygamists. The Fair Housing Act offered no protection because polygamy is against the law and sellers could refuse to sell to polygamists. And cases involving child custody. The Utah Supreme Court decided that polygamy should be only one factor in deciding what's best for the children, which parent, the polygamist or the reformed, should get custody. Tom Green's prosecution could pave the way for more criminal cases, however, many more if the Los Angeles Times is to be believed, and in states closer to home. It reports that there's a movement afoot called polyamory, sort of like polygamy without the one-man restriction. An investigative search revealed some mighty interesting polyamory personal ads, and 4 of the 59 poly families interested in new spouses are from none other than the land of Lincoln. Prosecutors dust off that Illinois bigamy statute. Bigamy's a felony here, too. It is sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along. Sad, as in 1-3 in the slammer. I'm Amy Guida.
That you'll ever do. 2 can be as bad as 1. It's the loneliest number since the number 1.